prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And Kathy Dawes again with a group of our area state legislators in the studio with me this morning. We have State Representative Sidney Carlin, Susie Swanson, Tom Phillips with us, and 537-1350 if you do have questions or comments. I know we talked quite a bit about the tax bill and some of the things that are going on with that. Won't completely fix everything we're seeing, and I think we all basically knew that. Tom had suggested, and Tom Phillips had suggested probably a good plan. School finance is something that still is a little bit confusing for a lot of folks, and I know even some of our local superintendents were taking a close look at it, and there were still some question marks. But I don't know, Tom, you want to lead things off?
Well, sure, and this is an area where I don't certainly consider myself an expert, but I did try to follow it as close as I could. You know, the Kansas Supreme Court, in my understanding, said to the state legislature that you need to provide additional funding and particularly to the bottom 25% of students in the state that aren't meeting school standards, that segment of the population needs to have the adequate resources, the money, in order to perform and excel in our school system. And that's exactly what this formula tries to do. And some of the things I think are kind of exciting, we're starting to fund full-day kindergarten and parents as teachers, because we realize that there's really an achievement gap from when a child enters the school system at kindergarten, that some families are able to put their kids into preschool. They come to the public school system far in advance of other children that lack the resources or those opportunities. And they recognize that achievement gap. And so they really want to focus their attention there. And so we've designed the formula to, in many respects, return back to what we had before. At-risk weighting is added, transportation, building construction, but the big picture here is that we've added about $480 million over the next 2 years to focus on this lower quartile of population, so that we can see that their test scores can improve. And the other thing that I liked about it was a little bit more accountability. So if a school or school district is underperforming, the State Board of Education can work with the Legislative Research Department to go in and assess why the scores aren't improving, what needs to be done to help these particular school districts.
Sidney, some of your thoughts, and I know as we chatted during our individual interviews throughout the session, special needs, special education was a big deal for you. I know you mentioned it several different times when we would chat. Were you happy with what you ended up with?
You know, it's interesting because somebody asked me the other day, well, how did you vote? And I said, okay, I voted for the school bill the first time because it had a really good plan. I thought the policy in that bill was good, but I didn't like the money and I didn't like some of the other things. So when it came back out of conference committee changed, it seems like it made it even worse. So I voted no, then I changed my vote to yes, and then I voted no again because it was just really, we feel like it's not going to be constitutional. One of the problems with the bill is that it is the LOB will not require a vote of the people to go up. And we feel like that's unconstitutional, and probably the courts will say, okay, I'm hoping they're going to say, you don't have to come back right now, but this has to be fixed. You know, this isn't, we can't allow that to happen. So anyway, that's where I was on that. And I really did appreciate the committees that worked on the school finance plan. They did a really good job. And they did bring back a lot of the things that had worked before, but now it has a new name, and so it'll be better. And one of the things that we did in our budget was we brought back some money for healthy families. Again, this is a program that, much like parents as teachers, in that they go into the homes where children live, but healthy families is designed really to find those families that prevent people from winding up in foster care situations and really work with families in need.
Susie, your thoughts about the education funding, and I know still some questions about it, and will you have to go back? I mean, will the court even accept what you decided to do? But your thoughts, and as Sydney explains, a lot of times on these bills, what you vote for is maybe not, it's hard to explain to the public, but they change things along the way, and there's always like aspects of a bill, and but I'll let you give us your views.
Okay. I was able to sit in on a good deal of the last probably half of the session on the K-12 Budget Committee to hear the debate. And then we took our three-week break, and they came back and they finished up. And then we got the bill and we were able to debate it. And then the Senate also had a bill. And when that goes to conference committee, you can really lose track of what part of the bill that we voted for actually made it into conference. But a couple of things that I know were retained was some additional money for teacher mentoring and for in-service. And these two areas were really stressed by a new representative, Carl Skent, and he's been a superintendent. He's retired now. But he felt those were so important to support teachers. We have a shortage of teachers in the state and in the country, and we need to do a better job of supporting them. Another element that stayed in was a series of legislative audits, one a year for, I believe, 9 years. And those audits will look at accountability, which is a big issue with everybody. If we're spending this much money, we want to know that it's doing what it's designed to do. So that stayed in, and I think that's good. I thought it was interesting that our committee spent 3.5 months hearing various bills and then constructing their own bill, and then the Senate on their side didn't spend as much time. But the end result was a formula very similar to the formula that we kind of blew up when we put the block grant in, and the argument was that the original formula was too complicated. And I mean, this one's very complicated too. School finance is a complicated issue. They probably made some nice improvements on the old formula, so it was worth doing. But if anybody thinks we're going to come out with a real simple school funding formula, I think they're naive. And I imagine the Supreme Court will help us to further refine our formula. But like Sydney, I hope that we don't have to do anything till we come back in January next year, and that we can devote that time and not a special session. That's my hope.
It is a complicated issue, and the more I hear about it, people have no idea what all is even really in that bill. I mean, it's complicated, so it's something you really have to look at, I'm sure, and do a lot of homework during those late night hours. Let's go ahead and take another break. It is now 9:31, but again, we have with us State Representative Susie Swanson, Clay Center, also Representative Sydney Carlin, Tom Phillips of Manhattan. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments, and you're listening to In Focus.
Get in the game.
Talking with Jordy Nelson here on The Game. Jordy, I'm glad you brought up Aqib Talib. Do you remember absolutely torching him on like a go route down the field?